Hi, I'm Edie, a middle school reading specialist and mother to two teens and a tween. Sadly, I am not a perfectionist, as demonstrated by my messy countertops and lack of attention to paperwork. I am loving the fall weather in Wisconsin, where the leaves are starting to change colors. So beautiful!
It is. Hi, I'm Leia, an international school teacher who usually lives in Beijing, China, with her two teenage daughters and gem of a guy, Don. I'm a high-functioning imperfectionist with a streak of perfectionism when it comes to punctuation and punctuality. The punctuality has to do with my dad, who shows up at airports at least 8 hours early.
We're the two chit-chat chicks!
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Bangs and salve!
And we'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Wabi-sabi!
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
I have a product to recommend today that comes all the way from down under, Australia.
What?
Australia. It's Lucas's Paw Paw Ointment, which is made from papaya. Their website says, this ointment has antibacterial and antimicrobial properties, and that the fruit is received fresh to our factory in Brisbane, where we ferment it under strictly controlled conditions. Every item of fruit we use is hand-selected. Once the fruit, that being the papaya, is fermented to just the right level, we can use it to make the ointment.
They are not hand-selecting each papaya for ointment. What's the ointment for?
Well, yes, they are, Edie. And you can seriously use this stuff for everything. I used to spend a lot of money on Kiehl's lip balm, the only thing that ever cured my intensely chapped lips. But this is a fraction of the price and works even better. I also put it on cuts, mosquito bites, when I need to moisturize, and when I get a rash. It seems to work for everything. It's like the Vaseline of Australia, but better.
Where can I buy this wonder ointment?
Well, my friends from Australia are always gifting it to me, but I looked it up, and apparently you can get it almost anywhere. Walmart, Amazon, Sephora, and it's not expensive. You can get a tube for $8.95 or a giant tub for $34.99.
What? It's my turn already? I was on Amazon ordering a tub of pawpaw ointment.
Well, you won't regret it. This stuff is gold.
I have two tricks for you to try before considering Botox or a facelift.
Oh, good, because I'm thinking about it.
Oh, you won't need to think about it anymore. The first trick is to wear oversized aviators whenever possible. The aviators will hide all those telltale laugh lines around your eyes. Mm-hmm. The second trick is to get bangs. The bangs will hide your furrowed brow and delete at least 10 years from your age. Leia, have I ever told you about the time my college roommate cut my bangs?
You've told me so many stories, Edie. It does sound vaguely familiar.
Back then, I rarely splurged on professional haircuts, so I asked my roommate to trim my bangs. She trimmed her own bangs, and they looked fine. Anyway, she dampened my bangs with water and then cut away. Unfortunately, she didn't know that hair shrinks after it dries.
Ooh, this happened to me before, too. Hard lesson to learn.
Leia, I looked like Paul Simon does on the album cover, Bridge Over Troubled Water. It was horrifying. So remember to instruct your stylist that you want bangs on the longish side.
Like a bridge over troubled water.
wonder what Paul Simon's bangs look like now.
I don't know, because nowadays he's always wearing a baseball cap, I think. And I'm sure he's had some work done. Too bad he isn't a rooster. He could have saved some money and just bought some aviators.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning, draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for Campfire Chat. Today we are going to be talking about not striving, but just living. What is referred to by the Japanese as the wabi-sabi lifestyle.
Yes, it's a worldview centered on the acceptance of impermanence and imperfection.
The classic example of wabi-sabi is the well-loved teacup made by an artist's hands that is cracked or chipped by constant use.
It's well-loved, functional, and still beautiful in spite of its age and wear and tear.
Kind of like us, Leia.
Yeah, kind of like us, Edie. Okay, well, this Japanese philosophy encourages us to focus on the blessings hiding in our daily lives and celebrate the way things are rather than how they should be.
Ooh, I love that. My daily blessings during this era of social distancing are long, quiet mornings. My feral children prowl around the house into the wee hours of the morning. They are gaming and watching movies and eating snacks. Since they go to bed so late or early, they sleep in. I still get up early to complete my morning routine.
Yes. And if you want to hear more about Edie's bonkers morning ritual, make sure to listen to episode 2.
Yes, episode 2. It's so good.
Rituals, right?
Rituals, yep. Sometimes I am given 6 child-free hours of time to write, reflect, and collage. It kind of makes up for all the early mornings I had with them when they were little ones.
Oh, wow. That's 6 hours.
I know, but I got up early for many, many, many years with them.
Right? Okay. Well, for me, my blessings during this tumultuous COVID time and not being able to get back to our home and job in Beijing are many. Now, our family is really anxious to go home and anxious to get back to school and work and our friends, anxious to not have to do our jobs and our learning online. But this has actually been a time of deep blessing for our family. Like, we eat dinner together every single night. We have watched all the seasons of Kim's Convenience, Schitt's Creek, and The Good Place. And we've managed a harmonious kind of dance together, weaving in and out of each other's paths in our teeny little house throughout the day. It feels like the way family should be, comfortable together and also giving each other as much space as we can. I think it's a time we will always look back on as quite magical, believe it or not. Magic in the time of COVID. Who would have thought it?
Not me. We looked up what wabi and sabi mean. Yes, wabi-sabi is 2 words. Wabi is defined as rustic simplicity or understated elegance with a focus on a less is more mentality.
Oh, does that mean you need to stop thrifting and filling your house with bohemian accoutrements, Edie?
I sure hope not. That's part of my deep satisfaction with the way things are, not striving for $1,000 furniture, just getting wonderful pieces that I gather as I go.
Ah, okay. Well, I think you're right. It's joyful and not an intense must-do kind of activity.
Yep, that's so wabi, rustic simplicity or understated elegance. Just like you, Leia, understatedly elegant.
I wish. I had this man in a coffee shop in Chiang Mai once tell me I was graceful and elegant. And Don and my friends who were there with me still burst out laughing every time we remember that. I am neither graceful nor elegant by a long shot.
Well, let's try the sabi part then. Okay. The sabi of wabi-sabi is translated into taking pleasure in the imperfect. When I first moved into my little 1950s ranch house, I wanted to stay true to the decade the house was built in. I don't know why, but I did. My plan was to decorate the entire house in mid-century modern. Well, that can be added to the list of my lame-brained ideas. I didn't have the patience and money to decorate in an exclusive style. So, my house is now full of vintage thrift store pieces. All things are welcome in my house, no matter what the decade.
That's good. Well, Edie, I am a consummate imperfectionist, so I think I'm a good candidate for this lifestyle. I feel guilty sometimes that I don't need things to be perfect, but actually it's probably the key to a happy life. I mean, things are never going to go to plan.
Well, that's for sure.
Well, take, for example, leaving my home in Beijing in January for a two-week vacation in Thailand. 8 months later, still not home. But we did buy a little urban cabin in Madison that's dorm room basic. And we've also been having fun with all things thrift and a little bit of vintage. We were also going for the mid-century modern vibe, but it's a total hodgepodge. We still don't even have a bathroom door that closes. Apparently, stores are out of doors during COVID. So what we do is we lock the bathroom door by opening a bathroom drawer. So when somebody tries to get in, they bang against that. Wabi-sabi, baby. No choice but to wabi-sabi.
Right on. It's like a hippie wabi-sabi house. Have you considered beaded curtains instead of a door?
Yeah, or a macrame curtain. Oh, man. So, no, it's not a matter of living an imperfect life because we already do. That's nothing to aspire to. I think it's a matter of accepting and enjoying your imperfect life just the way it is. Is that right?
Yes, just accept that things will never work out exactly the way you want things to. And your house is what it is, which I think is kind of great. Even if it's not totally on trend with the mid-century modern vibe.
No. Well, yep, our families are cozy and warm for the coming cold. Huggas all around. What more do we want?
So how does wabi-sabi play into creativity and art, Leia?
Good question. Another example the Japanese use for creativity is, let me look at my notes here, the art of kintsugi. This is an example of this is where cracked pottery is filled with gold dust lacquer as a way to actually showcase the beauty of its age and damage rather than hiding it.
My favorite art form is mixed media collage. I love how forgiving it is. If you don't like something, you just collage right over it. Sometimes my mistakes are the best part of the collage. As dear Bob Ross, you know, the guy with the afro who had a show on public TV showing you how to paint?
Yeah.
Yes, he said, we don't make mistakes. We just have happy little accidents. Mm. So good. When I'm collaging with people who are new to the art, they are very worried about things like, is it balanced? When should I stop? Can I really glue a ribbon? Now, my advice is to not worry and just have fun.
You won't mock me then, will you?
I know I sounded very, very mocking. I'm not, but, you know, get over it.
Right, okay. Well, I'd like to do some collaging with you, Edie. I don't do much in the way of visual arts at all because I never had any training. And I mean, no art classes ever.
How is that possible? Right. In Wisconsin, it's required.
I don't know. Where did I even grow up?
Hmm.
Anyway, my creative outlet is my writing, and I have a lot of fun with the initial wabi-sabi form of writing. I don't plan usually. I just free flow, and there's a lot of garbage that comes out, but then I go back and I salvage a few gems, and one day I turn up with a beautiful story or blog that somehow just emerged from the dumpster that was my original piece. Permission to write rubbish is huge for me. If I didn't allow myself that, I don't think I'd ever put my fingers on the keyboard or pen to paper. Wabi-sabi writing. I love it.
Oh, that is good stuff.
Yep.
Let's talk about wabi-sabi love for a little bit.
Okay, well, there's this woman named Ariel Ford, and she wrote a book by this very name, Wabi-Sabi Love. And one of the things I love that she says is that we should replace the word perfection with the words pure fiction. What do you think of that?
I think it's true. It's brilliant.
I know.
Brilliant.
Yeah. She uses the wabi-sabi metaphor to talk about learning to love the cracks in yourself and in those around you.
Well, Leah, the other day we heard what my boyfriend thinks are the cracks in me. He said he can't listen to the podcast because my singing is so terrible, which I already knew. But it hurt my feelings. Yeah. For goodness sake, I guess he isn't to the point of being able to embrace the wabi-sabiness out of my voice. I sing because, like the birds, I have a song to sing.
Yes, you do. Well, Ariel Ford does say to look for beauty in imperfection, so he should be doing that.
Yes, he should. I just want to feel valued and appreciated, whether I am in tune or out of tune.
Yeah. Remember we talked briefly several episodes ago about the love languages? I've had to concede that I am being valued and appreciated by my sweetie, even if he doesn't bring me flowers very often or make all these grand romantic gestures. I know that his love language is about having quality time together and also taking care of us all. So all of the times he's in the kitchen making dinner, I think it maybe isn't about him trying to escape from me. It's him showing his love. And all those walks and hikes he wants to go on with me, even if I don't always want to go, maybe that's his way of showing love.
Before I say what I'm going to say next, let's rewind a little bit. Mm-hmm. I would never complain about a man in the kitchen making dinner for me and the family.
Right?
Ever.
Okay. Point well taken. Thank you, Don.
Oh, but anyway, does that mean I don't have to go kayaking and hiking with my guy? Because I don't always want to.
No. Well, you know, Edie, I could use my own therapist, and I'm sure not qualified to be yours. But what if you found good enough things to do together that made both of you happy? And you agreed that you could both do your other things without feeling guilty that you weren't together all the time.
But back to feeling hurt by his comment about my singing. How can I be wabi-sabi about that?
I don't know. Maybe don't sing around him.
That'd be a good start.
Oh, and stop asking him if he's listened to the podcast. Remember when we read that book by Kristen Meinzer, So You Want to Start a Podcast, as we were beginning? She said not to make your partner listen to your podcast.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Well, remember, after the people we love are dead and gone, you'd give anything to have back some of those irritating habits that they have, like snoring or sloppiness or not appreciating your voice, whatever it is. I don't know. You'll miss it.
Are you sure about that? So what you're saying is, don't participate in the irritation dance.
Ah, well said. Exactly. Don't participate in the irritation dance.
I could write a book, The Dance of Irritation. But from here on forward, I am going to assume best intentions.
That is the best way to live a happy life.
Yes, he just wants our podcast to be perfect.
Well, wabi-sabi is not perfect, but we're good.
So when you are being wabi-sabi, it must give you all this freedom to love and accept yourself and others. What if I was wabi-sabi about my body?
Whew, wouldn't that be great? If I just decided that I'm going to love my so-called imperfections, that would be really life-changing for me. I feel like I've given in to the whole societal expectation that I have to be thin enough and unwrinkled enough and all those other nonsense things that we're fed. I mean, even before my 7 a.m. Zoom meetings with students, I make sure I put on mascara. That's just stupid. I could get up way later if I didn't have to put on my cosmetics mascara. You know, the little ones that, the little socks for your eyelashes. Okay, maybe not way earlier because or way later because that takes about 3 seconds. But do you know what I mean? If I want to look good, it should be my own version of what's good and what is possible for my body type. And I shouldn't be doing things just because society thinks a woman should, right?
Good enough is good enough.
Absolutely. But, well, I don't know. What does that mean? What's your wabi-sabi version of good enough for your body, Edie?
Well, it's easy to talk about wabi-sabi, but harder to live it.
Yeah.
If I were to live a fully wabi-sabi life, I would be perfectly content with my body the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a mom body. I had 3 kids and gained lots of weight with each pregnancy. I think I'm still trying to get rid of, you know, Lulu weight, which was 10 years ago. I am never going back to the body I had when I was 23 and when I had time to work out 5 times a week.
Yeah, I think it's time to make up a new story about what we think our body should look like and be able to do in order to have a wabi-sabi life. I know for sure it shouldn't be somebody else's story. Like, I had this spinal fusion and a hip joint fusion several years ago because I had this horrendous motorcycle accident in my 20s. So I have a bunch of metal in my body, and it makes me live with some limitations. So I can't go spinning or do group exercise classes or even do yoga.
Lucky!
But I can do a ton of other stuff. So what if I move like an 80-year-old some of the time? I'm going to rock what I've got and keep doing whatever I can. I need to be fine with doing my own version of exercise, which sometimes, as you already know, if you've been listening to the podcast, involves slowly pedaling on my recumbent bike while watching Friends and eating popcorn and drinking wine. Wabi-sabi, baby!
Wabi-sabi. Rock what you've got, love what you've got, and be who you are.
Love it.
It's time for the Chit Chat Challenge.
So this week, our challenge is to do something that embraces the wabi-sabi.
Not wasabi.
Lifestyle.
That means less, not more, right?
Exactly. This challenge should be easy.
Ooh, I like this. It's like doing one less thing or choosing to accept one thing that you've always judged yourself for and just saying, that's what I'm going to do, or that's who I am, at least right now.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you going to do, Edie?
This is easy. I'm going to stop doing my arm workouts and just accept my bat wings. I don't have time to care about my arm health. What about you, Leia?
It's going back on some commitments from prior episodes. Well,
that's okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start buying my own flowers and telling Don they're from him.
That sounds just about right. I love it. So what about last week's challenge about letting go?
Isn't that kind of the same as this week?
Well, not exactly, but kind of.
Do our podcasts seem to have a similar theme each week?
Well, now that you mention it, I don't, possibly, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Well, our listenership seems to be skyrocketing nonetheless.
The skyrocketing.
People must need to hear this stuff.
Well, my boyfriend certainly doesn't need to hear anything I have to say or sing about. Not that I'm bitter.
You need to get past them, Edie. Okay, seriously. I had said I was going to extricate the baggy clothes from my wardrobe, and I'm well underway. I'm even wearing somewhat fitted jeans lately. What about you, Edie?
I said I was letting go of cauliflower crackers and Costco margaritas. Check and check. I just don't buy them anymore, and I poured the margaritas down the drain.
Ooh, not me.
So that's it for episode 12 of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for information on the Wabi Sabi Lifestyle book, our blogs, and how you can join us at the Facebook Coop, or also join our new Instagram account.
I'm going to have to figure out how to join the Instagram account.
Yes, you are.
Ooh. Be sure to catch our next episode, I Don't Want To and You Can't Make Me.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.